Jana didn't know what to think. If they gave themselves up, at least they were still alive. As long as the jewels of Aniera remained, the throne of the Shining Isles stood a chance of being restored. But if they died, whatever plans Nag had for the children would be thwarted, which had to be a good thing.
"We can't just let them take us," Lili said. "Would King Esben, would Father have chosen capture over death?" "He chose death, didn't he? He could have escaped the castle, but he chose to risk his life for, well, whatever it was in the castle that he needed to protect."
"Grandpa, we might make it," Jana said. "Maybe there is a bridge."
"But what if there isn't?"
Tink asked, shifting the weight of his backpack. "There's a bridge," Oscar said. "There has to be, old friend. Ships and sharks, remember?" "Fine," Podo roared, then quickly took control of himself. "Fine. Maybe there's a bridge, Oscar. If you say there's a bridge at Fingap Falls, it's to the falls we go. Move, we've wasted precious time." Nugget had no problem bounding from boulder to boulder. Tink leapt from rock to rock, trying in vain to keep up with the dog and his sister. The mighty Blap rushed with increasing frenzy as it neared the falls. The air was thick with a mist that soaked the Igibis and Oscar, but it smelt clean and sharp. They picked their way over the rocks as the bank rose, so steep that Jana worried it would be impossible to find a safe way down to the bridge if it existed. The other side of the Blap looked no different, wet boulders and shale that sloped up to a tree line. He knew from maps that the river evenly divided Glipwood Forest. Beyond the forest in the north lay the Stony Mountains and then the ice prairies. He had always dreamed of seeing more of Eriar, but he never imagined it would be on the run from fangs, trolls and horned hounds.
"Look!"
Lili cried. She and Nugget stood a stone's throw ahead of the rest,